If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Fuck Drunk. Sometimes when I'm fucking, I lose my fucking mind. I'm fuck drunk yet again. My legs are limp and my muscles weak. My throat is parched, and all I can feel is the throbbing satisfaction in my cunt. For a split second, I wonder if I'm making poor decisions. Then I realise that fuck drunk me could not possibly care less. Thinking straight is not as fun as being high on dick. I'm fuck drunk when I ride him on the sofa, one foot planted on the floor for leverage, hands pinching tightly at his nipples, eyes wide open all the better to see the flash of panic that comes over his face when he tells me, "Stop, hold still, I don't want to come yet." I'm fuck drunk with my head on my arms on the kitchen counter, turned to one side so I can better watch him in the mirror slamming his dick inside me. In the haze, I formulate a vague wish that I could pull out some better sex moves than just this babbling, eye-rolling, greedy-for-dick tipsiness. Crafted skill sets that I could roll out to impress him. A fucking repertoire. But I definitely do have a repertoire when I'm thinking straight. It flutters in the back of my mind. Flash frame sex ideas that I've been dreaming about in the bath, or old tricks I like to reuse time and again because they usually summon the sexy noises. I'm just too fuck drunk to remember them properly. So all I can think to do is say, "Yes, more, fuck, that's it. Get your fucking cock inside me, please, 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 please." There's one type of fuck drunk that comes afterwards. When I've been kicked into an orgasm so forceful and intense that I'm rolling on it for over a minute, gritting my teeth and moaning, "Please don't fucking stop, keep going, keep going, keep going." On that plateau, just before the waves crash, at that exact moment every nerve ending thrums and thuds. That kind of fuck drunk is a post-shag giddiness, like too much whiskey or the first rush of blowback high. Fuck drunk and lolling, mind blank and body limp. Then there's the other kind, in the moment, where you're crammed with dick and chasing more and you're still desperately searching for something. Your release, their release, any kind of release. Like the way you get when it's 2 a.m. and drinking just one more, even though you know it's definitely time to stop. I'm still the first kind of fuck drunk when we shag for the fourth or fifth time. I can't remember how many. It doesn't matter. Maybe today isn't lots of separate fucks, but one long drawn out one that goes for 12 hours from when I arrive mid-afternoon, with short breaks in between for drinks and chatting and planning the next thing we're going to do. I really want you to make me. I'd love to watch you do. Do you have... And he does make me, and I do get to watch him. And he does have that thing, but we forget to actually use it. By the time we collapse onto the bed, I'm too high on dick to make decisions. I'm all nerve endings and tingling nipples and twitching cunt and desperation. And all I can think to do is reach my hands back, spread myself open and tell him, "Please, please, please, please." He tells me to beg for his cum, and I'm too fuck drunk to know what I'm saying, so I just spit out words. Any words. I babble at him, Please give me your cum. Please, please just fucking dump your spunk into me. Oh God, fuck, I want to feel your dick pumping spunk nice and deep into the back of my cunt. More, harder, more harder. Fuck yeah, please just give me your fucking cum, pour it into me. Fuck yeah, do it, yeah, fuck, please, please, please. But on this occasion, the babbling and begging and keening gives way to a migraine. That flashing, sparkly crescent dancing on the edge of my vision. I'm high on dick, but not so high that I don't notice danger. It's absurdly, perfectly, ridiculously apt. My punishment. My penance. The fuck greedy hangover I so richly deserve. So I take some pills, climb into bed instead of lying spread-eagled on top of it, then roll over and pray that I'll fall asleep before the hammering starts in my brain. And I try not to think about how fuck drunk I'll be when we finally get to finish this tomorrow. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.